Hello guys, how are you? I'm going to present the first lesson of Power English from AJ Hogg. The lesson's named Power English. This is introduction to Power English. This isn't lessons named Power English because of two reasons. Number one, you're going to learn English as always. Number two, we're going to focus on the psychology of learning and the psychology of success. And it's not just AJ Hogg's opinion. It's AJ Hogg's take took this point view from a lot of people like Tony Robbins, who's famous successful coach, Joe Vitale, Alan Watt, and some of another people. And the psychology of success is very important because most of English students struggle and fail because of psychology, because of they not because of method, not because of school they went, not because books they used. And psychology is 80% of success, and 20% of success is the method you use, the school you go, the teacher you have, the books you use. Always, AJ Hook said, always in his class, I'm optimistic students, the inner enthusiastic students, energetic students always learn faster and better. The ones who fail, the ones who struggle, the ones who dropped out had the opposite mentality. They felt English is tough, they didn't love English, they had a problem with English, their motivation was low. They tended to be pessimistic. They felt we're not good in English. They didn't love English at all. So how we can manage your mentality, motivate yourself, how we can develop this strong, powerful, enthusiastic attitude towards English. How we can get stronger and speak fluently, automatically, intuitively, effortlessly. This topic named non-linguistic factors in this, and we're gonna to study non-linguistic factors in these lessons. Non-linguistic factors means not related to English. For example, psychology is not related to English directly. Non-linguistic factors are not related to English and non-related to language. And linguistic factors, for instance, the method, the book, the teacher, the school are linguistic factors. And AJ said the non-linguistic practice is more important than linguistic factors because it's about your feeling, it's about your peer group. These are more important than the method and the school and teacher you have. Okay. How we can do that, how we can improve our psychology, how we can make our psychology stronger. The first thing is to create daily English ritual. Daily English ritual. You must, first of all, you must engage your physiology, engage your subconscious, and engage your body. You must learn while moving your body at the same time to strengthen your psychology. It means affecting your body and mind at the same time. Engage your body and mind at the same time. It causes you learn much better, much faster, and better and better. It's very important to feel happy. It's very important to make comfort. It's very important to be effortless while you're learning, to learn better much faster. If you be worry and if you have worriness, it cause you fail and drop out the studying English. Okay. The first thing you need to do is get up into a peak emotional state. When you get up in the morning, you are in the peak emotional state. Peak emotional state means you're not good, just good. You're great. And how we can be great when you get up? For example, you can listen to the music, an exciting music. You can jump around. You can act like a crazy, crazy person, and something like that. And feel peak emotional state. When you were in a peak emotional state, when you felt great, then start to learn English. Then start to listen to main story. Number one, we have main story, and we have vocabulary lessons. And three, we have mini story. Mini story is for you to learn grammar automatically and intuitively. Mini story for deep learning. And mini story have a lot of easy questions. As the students ask, why are the questions so easy? In fact, questions supposed to be easy because AJ wants you to answer quickly and automatically. And for that, and this process, you will learn grammar subconsciously without struggle. Don't study, don't memorize, don't analyze mini story, don't analyze grammars, because this analyze and memorize, you interrupted this process of learn subconsciously English. Then move your body while listening. And this is important things when you learn English. Move your body while listening. It will You keep your energy high, and it causes you to learn faster. For example, walk, go to the gym, exercise, jump around while listening to the lessons. And then deep learning. Deep learning is very important. One time listening is nothing. It can't help you. Repetition is very important in studying English. Every day, listen to one lesson for a week. If it's very easy, it's okay. Listen to it for 1 week. It's difficult. Listen to it for 2 weeks. It's okay, or more. And this is very important to enjoy while you listen to these lessons. And good luck.